This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Now that House Republicans have delivered articles of impeachment to the Senate, that chamber is to convene an impeachment trial today against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. NPR's Giles Snyder has more.
Senate Democrats likely have the votes to short-circuit an impeachment trial of Secretary Mayorkas. Republicans, however, are urging Democrats to move forward. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says the Senate has a constitutional obligation to hold a trial.
We need to hold a trial. We need to allow the managers to present the evidence. And then every one of us who is following the law should convict and remove Alejandro Mayorkas.
Mayorkas is accused of mishandling the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border, but Democrats say Republicans are trying to use impeachment to settle a policy dispute. After senators are sworn in as jurors, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to move to either dismiss the charges or table them. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Two separate Senate hearings are happening today that focus on aircraft maker Boeing and reports of airplane manufacturing flaws and defects. NPR's David Shaper reports one hearing features a whistleblower who claims the company is taking shortcuts to speed up production.
The whistleblower is a longtime Boeing engineer who says he's seen alarming and dangerous manufacturing deficiencies that could put the safety of 787 and 777 jetliners at risk. Another hearing will feature aviation experts examining safety improvements that Boeing was supposed to make after two fatal 737 MAX crashes, but that an FAA report shows are lacking. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth chairs the Aviation Subcommittee.
We need to look at what Boeing does, not just what it says it's doing, especially when it comes to safety and placing safety ahead of profits.
Boeing's CEO is asked to testify at one of the hearings, but is choosing not to attend. For NPR News, I'm David Shaper.
Hawaii's Attorney General is set to release a preliminary report today on the causes and response to last year's wildfires on Maui. These killed more than 100 people and left thousands of others homeless. NPR's Greg Allen reports the first phase of the report will focus on how firefighters responded as fires started and grew.
Hawaii Attorney General Ann Lopez asked the Fire Safety Research Institute to conduct an independent analysis of the causes and response to the fires that raged through West Maui on August 8th. Investigators say this first report will detail a timeline that charts how the wildfires developed and the actions taken that day by first responders. Later phases of the investigation will critique the efforts by crews to fight the fire and to alert and evacuate residents as it progressed through the town of Lahaina. This is one of a number of investigations into the fires. Maui's fire department issued the findings of its own independent review this week, saying the department's greatest need is more vehicles and equipment. Greg Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR. Schools and businesses have been closed across the United Arab Emirates today after that country experienced about 1 year's worth of rain in a single day. NPR's Aya Batraoui reports the flooding has also disrupted travel at Dubai's International Airport, which is the world's busiest for international travel.
Videos posted online show residents yesterday sweeping rainwater out of their homes after a storm unleashed the heaviest rainfall ever recorded in the country since the start of data collection 75 years ago. That's well before the country was founded. Now, Dubai's high-end stores weren't spared either as rainwater gushed through the ceilings of malls here, and the runway also flooded at Dubai's International Airport. Emirates Airlines suspended all departing flights until Thursday. Now, despite some damage to cars, homes, and roads, the UAE's state news agency says the rainfall boosts the country's groundwater reserves. And rainfall in neighboring Oman is blamed for multiple deaths there, including 10 children swept away in a car on their way home from school Monday. Aya Batraoui, NPR News.
In the U.S., tornadoes damaged parts of Kansas and Iowa yesterday, leaving two people injured in Kansas. Storms elsewhere in the central U.S. dropped hail the size of ping pong balls. The White House says President Biden is going to call for a significant increase in U.S. tariffs on imports of Chinese steel and aluminum. He's expected to call for them to be tripled. Current tariffs run at about 7.5%. Biden joins presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump says he wants to increase tariffs on a range of imports if he wins election. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.